Kellogg's All Brand presents... Jack Birch.
I'm a whistling. Are you listening, To this pretty little ditty that I'm singing all in rhyme. It says Kellogg's. Kellogg's All Brand. It's nutritious and judicious to use All Brand all the time. Tra-la-la.
Hello out there. That famous nutritious breakfast cereal, Kellogg's All Brand, brings you the Jack Birch Show. A quarter hour of fun and relaxation sent coast to coast every weekday, Monday through Friday. And now here he is, Kellogg's very merry All Brand whistle man, Jack Birch.
Well, thank you, Tom Shirley, and a happy everything to everybody everywhere. This is Jack Birch peddling McKilla Cycle down Radio Road and calling on the customers with songs that are cheery for those that are weary. And, of course, a nice advice about that swell breakfast cereal Kellogg's All Brand. And now, if the three sons will supply some musical fire, I'll just up and inquire, are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? What good is what you got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, so can you have a little fun? After that honey is in the comb, little bees go out and play. Even the old gray mare down home has got to have hay, hey, better have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever before you're old and gray. Still okay, have your little fun, son, have your little fun. Better have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever before you're old and gray. Still okay, have your little fun, son. Baby, can't you have a little fun? Hey, Tommy, come over here, will you?
All right.
Tell me now, why is a fine, fancy artichoke like that crisp, delicious breakfast cereal Kellogg's All Brand?
Shall I guess, Jackson?
No, Tommy, you just listen while I sing you a song about those vital outer layers. Listen, ladies, it's no joke, this fact about an artichoke. The outer layers are the best. They got more vitamins than the rest. And here's another fact for you. With wheat, the same darn thing is true. The golden outer part called bran is the richest part of the grain. Yeah, man. You know, silly. Yes, sir, ladies, it's really amazing how much more protective food value you get by eating Kellogg's Delicious All Brand, the high-vitality breakfast cereal that's made from the golden outer layers of sun-drenched whole wheat, where most of the vitamins and minerals are concentrated. Now, you know, that's why Kellogg's All Brand is just about your best cereal source of things, well, like iron, for instance. Now, we all know that to keep feeling fit, we've got to get plenty of iron, usually from the foods we eat. And just think, ladies, a single ounce of Kellogg's All Brand provides one-third your daily requirement of iron. And, well, that's more than you get from practically any other food.
Oh, tell them how it tastes, Jackson.
I'll do that, Thomas. Well, ladies, you know Kellogg's All Brand is triple-milled, and it's toasted by an exclusive Kellogg process. And that means, of course, it's just chock-full of malty, delicious goodness. And served with milk and fruit, it makes the grandest, most satisfying breakfast treat that anybody could possibly ask for.
So ask your grocer for Kellogg's All Brand, the natural regulating food made only by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
Come out, wherever you are. I know. Not very far. How I wish you'd hurry, 'cause I'm in kind of worry. These arms of mine are open, a-hoping you'll appear. Where are you, dear? Come out, wherever you are. Come out from under that star. Yes, and incidentally, omenly, I'm not up to par.
So come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. So come out, come out, come out, wherever you are.
Well, Warble Jackson.
Oh, thank you, Sir Tom. And say, that's a mighty pretty suit you're wearing.
Oh, you like it, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
You know, since I've been on a diet, I can't wear my own clothes. This suit is my brother's.
Really? Well, where's your brother?
Looking for his suit.
I fell into that one, folks. Well, here's an answer to that smart guy, Tom Shirley, in one of my latest, A Tombstone, a poems. Here we go. Here lies a man who could not tell the truth. Each falsehood would give him a thrill. He lied and he lied, and then one day he died. And so help me, the guy's lying still. And now the three sons, a little whoopee and a teepee called Cherokee. Three sons and a Mary Key, and the song was called Cherokee. Very good, gentlemen. A little bow. And today's letter comes from Mount Kisco, New York, and it starts by saying, Dear Jack Birch, you're the favorite singer of my two daughters and myself. Even my little son, John, thinks you're positively swell. But, of course, he's only a year old, and he doesn't know a great deal. That doesn't sound so good, does it? Well, anyway, the letter continues. We have a favorite song, and it's Mighty Like a Rose. We don't exactly know how to ask for this song, but all we've got to say is that if you don't do it, just don't bother coming home for dinner tonight. Very truly yours, your wife, Mrs. Birch, and family. Well, that's one way to get fan mail, a hard way, isn't it? Singing for your supper. Of course, it's Mrs. Birch's turn to do the dishes tonight, so I guess I shouldn't kick too much, should I? Well, what pleases me, though, this is the first time little Johnny's mama has ever admitted my singing didn't wake the baby instead of putting him to sleep. So if you'll pardon my paternal indulgence, here's a little lullaby for my sweetest little fella. Everybody knows, don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is coming close to you. When he's there sleeping in his little place, think I see the angels looking through the lace. When the dark is falling, when the shadows creep, then they come on tiptoe to kiss him in his sleep. Sweetest little fella, everybody knows, don't know what to call him,
Marty, Marty, like a rose.
Well, there you are, Mrs. Birch, and you just see that we have Kellogg's all-brand muffins along with whatever else is on the menu for tonight, will you? And now here's Tommy Shirley.
Well, Jack, here we are almost at the end of another week of programs. You know, I sometimes wonder how we do it. Every day, a new show, definitely different, dazzling, and original.
Well, Tommy, you know, there's one thing on our serial series every day that's always the same. You know, I mean the part where we talk about Kellogg's delicious all-bran, the crisp, toasty breakfast food.
And this, I take it, is that part of today's show.
Well, now, how'd you guess that, Tommy? You know, ladies, I just want to remind you that Kellogg's all-bran is mighty, mighty good for your folks. It's made from the vital outer layers of extra fine wheat, the very best part of this wheat, where the vitamins and minerals are practically all concentrated. And that's why this sun-drenched cereal actually gives you more protective food value than you'd get from whole wheat itself.
Well, tell them about iron, Jackson. You know, ladies, to keep feeling fit, you got to keep up the iron level of your blood.
That's right, Tommy. You know, ladies, Kellogg's All Bran gives you from 2 to 3 times more iron for your money than almost any food you could name.
So ask your grocer today for Kellogg's All Bran, made exclusively by Kellogg's in Battle Creek. And now, here's Jack back again, this time with Clementine.
In a cavern, in a canyon, excavating for a mine, dwelled a miner, 49er, and his daughter, Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. You were lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry, Clementine. Light she was and like a fairy, and her shoes were number 9. Herring boxes without topses, sandals were for Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You were lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine.
Anytime now, boy.
In a churchyard near the canyon, where the myrtle doth entwine, there go roses and other posies, fertilized by Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine, you were lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry, Clementine.
Hey!
Mr. Birch! Mr. Birch!
Why, hello there, old Mr. Clock. What's on your face today?
Say, Mr. Birch, did you ever hear about the boy who stood on the burning deck?
Why, certainly, but what's that got to do with me?
Well, you know what happened to him when he didn't get off on time. You know, I get better every day. Goodbye, Mr. Birch.
Goodbye, you broken-down old mainspring, you. Well, I suppose you'll be back Monday, and we're going to be sorry. But I know all of us are going to be back, and we hope you folks will be glad. So have a happy weekend, and you try to make it, too, will you? Same time, same station, same Kellogg's all-brand sponsor, and, of course, how'd you guess it, the same old...
I'll be whistling, so keep listening, will you, friends? For this pretty little ditty that I'm singing all in rhyme. It says Kellogg's.
What's that?
Kellogg's All Bran.
Oh.
It's nutritious and judicious to use All Bran all the time.
Jack Birch and his boys come to you every weekday, Monday through Friday, sent cross-country by the Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. This is Tom Shirley saying so long for now for the shortest 15 minutes in radio. Here's another grand Kellogg cereal that looks different, tastes different, is different. It's Kellogg's Crumbles, the hearty, delicious breakfast treat with the comeback for more flavor. Kellogg's Crumbles are good for you, too. So surprise your family soon with Kellogg's Crumbles and Fruit for breakfast. This is the Blue Network.